This is Sharon Emanuele interviewing James Bassler at the artist office at UCLA in the design department in Los Angeles, California on February 11th, 2002 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. So Jim, when and where were you born?
Okay, I was born in Santa Monica, California. March 5th, 1933, in a house on Euclid Street, which still exists and really hasn't changed very much after all these years. I'm the fourth child of John and Margaret Bassler, and I have had an older brother and two older sisters. I mean, I have, but one of my sisters passed on. And we're all 4 years apart. So that was quite an expanse. And having been born during the depth of the Depression indicates something about the optimistic view that my parents had, because it was obviously a planned family with that kind of expanse. My father was a Major League Baseball player, and although the greatest part of his career was really before I was born, he was also a Mennonite, from a Mennonite community in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and both of those factors, the baseball and the Mennonite, bear greatly upon who I am.
What teams did he play for?
Yeah, he played for, well, he, I believe that, he, now he was one of 13 children, and I guess that's the sort of thing they did in the Mennonite communities. You know, the hard workers, and they had to have large families to tend the farms and all that. But I do think that if one were to look back, baseball, I think, had its origins in that part of the country. Obviously, it wasn't out west. And it was very unusual, I think, for someone to leave the farm and leave the community and become a baseball player. And he was searching for ways to get into the major leagues, and I think he found the way to do that was to come out west where the small clubs played. I can't think of the term they used for that.
You know, semi-pro or minors?
The minor leagues, kind of. And he came out to California in 1912 and was actually discovered out here. He tells a wonderful story, or he told a wonderful story, he passed on a number of years ago, of he was an usher at the one of the big theaters on Broadway in Los Angeles, the Orpheum or Pantages in Hollywood or something. And he'd gone out to see an exhibition baseball game by two of the major leagues who would come out to the West Coast to show. And as a spectator watching the game, the pitcher on one of the teams was injured, and Dad was a catcher. He was a catcher. And the catcher was injured during the game. And so Dad saw that, and he talked about getting on the red car and going to his job that night. And of all things, the manager of the team came to the movie that night, and Dad asked him what he was going to do for a catcher. The manager said, "Why?" He says, "Because I'm a catcher." And he says, "Well, come on out." And Dad ended up on the Detroit Tigers team. He was with Detroit during the time of Ty Cobb. I think Ty Cobb was getting towards the senior year, and Dad was the youngest on the team from 1920.